by the Rosh Hashiva and Benoskus and continued. Yud Ches El Hitoshim Mem Hei, September 4th, 1985, on Wednesday, continued.
Okay, and then Wednesday, she's so in comfort. Mishnah for the nation, he came. See, the Mishnah is only discussing one case, so the Mishnah could have mentioned another case where she saw Sunday in pain, Monday in pain, and Tuesday in comfort. Instead of mentioning the case of Sunday in pain, Monday in pain, Tuesday in pain, and when they're in comfort, the Mishnah could have mentioned Sunday in pain, Monday in pain, and Tuesday in comfort, not when they're in comfort, after 3 years. Elena can come along with his shoulder and pray between she and the shade of the sun. A lot of them. Of course, she said, not aware. So, obviously, we have to accept the other alternative explanation. That the two expressions are expressing, deal with two separate situations. The first expression, of course, is deals with one situation. The other expression, deal with another situation. That's the first expression. Then the other expression deals with the case conscious of smile, be soft on his way, be soft on the ways. So there was a third of the year. So it's also a letter of the day. Now, if we explain the Mishnah that way, so then the Mishnah says in so many words. So the Mishnah says in so many words that Koshish of Shlesha, the Sotsom Zem Zeh, so she's male. So it's Ikashe against the Khamine. It's you fit her Khamine. Omawa Khamine. Look, Lay long Kiddiktan. But then you ask, so what do you mean by it? That the expression Sotsom, conscious of Shlenshi Yomi, the Sotsom in Israel, together with the expression of Shesotsom Natsar, Lay Adam, deal with one case, are expressive of one case, but you as the Kashe Manashah, in both expressions are expressive of one case, so then it's very strange, so then it appears that the Mishnah mentions the case of 4 years in succession. It's not necessary to have 4 years in succession. What it means is this, that there is a mashal on this Rashi. Alright, so let's explain the Rashi the way the mashal understood the mashal makes a correction with the Rashi. I don't know whether you want to know it or not. I'm telling you all the time, I'll make confession. Whenever I learn a certain sechte, usually I don't look into the Lashon Hara. I only look into Lashon Hara in general. When I have difficulty facing it, there is something embarrassing. So then I look at Lashon Hara. But if I don't have any difficulty in this place, I say I'm looking at Lashon Hara. But when I do have difficulty in this place, so the natural life, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Sheep, the Shad, I look at everybody. Nah. So usually, in all these actors, I very seldom look at Lashon Hara. Only special places which are very confusing and complicated. But in Zechus Nidet, I don't know why. Almost on every moment, I have to look at the Mashon Maram, I can't help it. So here the Mashon makes a correction. The Mashon makes a correction in the thesis, in the Rashi. Rashi says, Hoko Mashon, I forgot the Koshasa. Sashishi, to the Sokso Lilo, the name, to the Shabbos, the name, El Lilo, Shneik, so Yay. Male. So the Mashal changes, makes a correction. He says, Okamashal, and I forgot the cautious of Sashishi, to the Sokso Lilo, the name, to the Shabbos, the name, El Yay, Shneik, so Yay. He changed. We'll soon see, I mean, why he says it. Because the Gemara is saying that the Mishnah has reference to the case where the women Sodom paid Sunday morning, Monday morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. And then Monday night at 7 p.m., the wedding night. So she again Sodom in pain. She saw Dam and Pei Monday night at 7 p.m. And then at 8 p.m. the pain subsided. The pain subsided. And it lasted from 8 p.m. Monday evening till 8 p.m. Tuesday. The counter lasted 24 hours, from 8 p.m. Monday evening till 8 p.m. Tuesday evening, so that's the chapter mission. Of course, she saw Shrey Shayonin. She had 3 years and 3 days in succession in prayer. Sunday at 9 a.m. in the morning, Monday at 9 a.m. in the morning, and then 7 p.m. Monday evening, that's already the third day. Because the day begins in the night, sunset, and Monday was 6 p.m. And she had a discharge of dam at 7 p.m. Monday evening in pain. But then she had pain for an hour till 8 p.m. Then 8 p.m. Monday evening, the pain subsided, and it lasted until 8 p.m. Tuesday. So that's cautious of Shejiyom, the Sechil Arjei. Sunday a.m., Monday a.m. morning, and Monday 7 p.m. in the evening. That's already the third day. That's already the Tuesday day. And then the period of comfort started at 8 p.m. Monday evening, and it continued the period of comfort until 8 p.m. Tuesday evening. That's already the Wednesday day. And then at 8 p.m. Tuesday evening, she started to have terrible pain. She went to the hospital and had a baby at 9 p.m. So Arezu, the letters, they say, she saw some Nazar, and then Mishneh concludes. She saw some Natsah Beloin Adam. In other words, at 8 p.m. when the pain subsided, so she rested only from Tsar, but not humbug. So it's one case. So it's one case. All right. Now, so Rashi says, "Hokamashin avodah because so big sashlishi." Now let's read the Rashi according to the correction by the Marsha. Because so big sashlishi. What do you mean, because so big sashlishi? From 6 p.m. on the evening, that's already the beginning of the third day. Koshish of the Sashlishi, and so she had pain from 6 to 8 p.m. on the evening. And then the period of Shanti started at 8 p.m. To resort so while the ankle, and it lasted from 8 p.m. on the evening till 8 p.m. Tuesday, the results of the language of the Yemen. Elo Yei, Ushneich, Tzoyilayo. What do you have, Yei? You have the Tuesday daylight, and then you have and you have the portion of the night from 8 p.m. Monday evening till 6 a.m. Show me that they did 6. To 6 a.m. Till 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, and then we have the other Chotzi Laila. It's from 6 p.m. Tuesday till 8 p.m. Tuesday. That's how the Marsha. Makes the correction. Now, so, and it seems that all those who have a voice, they agree with the correction of the Marshal. But also, Leah says, we don't definitely make the correction. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. Because we make any difference in the deen, it's just a question of shot. He says, Rashi, Rashi could have mentioned that example. But Rashi mentions another example. Instead of mentioning the example that Marsha assumes Rashi mentions, where she saw down, let's say, Sunday morning, 9 a.m., Monday morning, 9 a.m., and then she had Kenshi at the beginning of the Monday evening. She had Keshi till 8 p.m. and she saw down at 7 p.m. Bikeshi. And then at 8 p.m. so the comfort started. So Rashi mentions an example and lasted 24 hours. Rashi mentions another example. She had labor pain Sunday, Monday. She had a beer down Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Another beer down Monday morning at 9 a.m. Monday morning with 9 a.m. And then in pain. And then she had pain Monday night and even Tuesday morning she had pain. And Tuesday morning she had pain until 11 a.m. Tuesday morning. Until 12 a.m. Tuesday morning. Until 12 noon. Tuesday noon. So she had pain. And at 11 a.m. she had a third of the year in pain while she was still having pain. And at 12 noon the pain subsided. And it lasted from 12 noon Tuesday till 12 noon Wednesday. And then she started pain again, and she went to the hospital to have a baby. So, Mele, there's a Rashi, Elalailo, Ushneir, Tzoriyei. So, who is up, so Lailo, the English, Aviyemi. Elalailo, Ushneir, Tzoriyei. One Chotzi, Tuesday, from 12 noon to 6 p.m. in the evening, and then Rilo Tuesday night, and then the other Chotien from 6 a.m. Wednesday till 12 noon Wednesday. I mean, the same thing, I mean, but differently. So this is how, and Rashi says here, So Ram says, why does Asher emphasize Kiri Shabbos Yeme? And the Gemara says, Yisopso Misris Meyo Lachukim Rav Hanine. In other words, so that means that according to Asher, Rav Hanine says the same din as Rav Yeshua. Because of this Rashi, because Rashi says to himself, so while the aim, to establish the aim, and the Lilo Shnechatoy, whether Lilo Shnechatoy, Yame or Yame Shnechatoy, Lilo, doesn't make any difference. You see, so the Maram says that from Rashi it appears that Rashi explains Rav Hanina, that's what we discussed before. And less naked, in connection with Hananiah's halacha, called Shechol Tishriyo Bishlishi Shalom, after Koayim Kuli Bishupe, in the end of the day. So what does it mean, called Shechol Tishriyo Bishlishi Shalom, after Koayim Kuli Bishupe, in the end of the day, that a period of comfort of 24 hours, not to really Shabbos the A.N.A. So it does not determine the year to fall. Re-education as a re-education, as false like only a shaky of really Shabbos the A.N.A., not just 24 hours, from 8 p.m. Monday evening, Tuesday evening, till 8 p.m. Wednesday. That's not enough. That's Rashi's Pshat and Hanani, like Chidush. But the Chidush Aram says that mentions another Pshat, the Rambam, the Rashbom, the Pshat and Hanani, the Chidush Aram, they all mention another Pshat and Hanani. Not the same Pshat as Chidush Aram. Because if Hanani's deen had been like Chidush Aram, he's being his uncle. Why did his mother have to say, Lachukim Rav Hanine? He might have said, Lachukim Rav Yeshua. So Rav Hanine is only adopting his uncle Shite. So why is he telling the nephew and he's telling the uncle? So apparently, so that's what the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Tzvor and the Ram say. Apparently, that Rav Hanina's deen is something else. Rav Hanina can agree with Rav Reza, Rav Hanina can agree with Rav Yehoshua. But Rav Hanina mentions another home. He mentions another home. That suppose Rav Hanina says, Kol Shechol Kishiyo Bishlishi Shalom, Atu Kol Ayin Kulei Bishupe, in the other day, in other words, if a woman had a re-exam on Sunday morning in pain, on Monday morning in pain, and then Monday night, so the first hour, of the Tuesday day, of the third day, let's say it's 6:30 p.m., Monday night, that's the first hour of the third day, she had a third of it, and in pain. But at 7 o'clock, the pain subsided. So that means that she had pain the third day only for 1 hour, from 6 p.m. Monday evening till 7 p.m. Then the pain subsided at 7 p.m. Monday. And the whole day of the Tuesday day was Bishayfi, and he continued even to the Wednesday day. In other words, she was Bishayfi. She was Bishayfi from 7 p.m. Monday night, until, let's say, 8 p.m. Tuesday night, or even more than that. The Shaykhi might have continued from 7 p.m. Monday night till Wednesday, 7 p.m. Wednesday night. So you have two stresses coming, and you have comfort of the Shabbos name too. So she still would not have a demon there. Why? Because Kol Shehos Yishuyo Bishlishi Shalom HaPresor Alim Kule Bishute. As long as there was even 1 hour of pain on the third day. Why is the third day so significant? Because the third day means the day on which the third Bria takes place. And that is the day that consummates and finalizes the Zivus Deva. Because when she had one Bria on Sunday, she was only in Zoratana. She had a second Bria on Monday morning, she was only in Zoratana. Then, when she had the third Bria at 6:30, Monday night, that's already the Tuesday day, so she became that finalized the Zivus Deva. And she was, for a short period, in the third day, in pain. So as long as there was pain in the third day, that means the day that made her into Zivus Deva. So even though after that the whole day was spent in comfort, and even if 2 days was spent in comfort, so she cannot become Zivus Deva, because there is an extra halacha called that if there is kishu on the third day, which consummates and finalizes the Zohar Dele, so then, in order to become the Zohar Dele, she must have 3 additional riyas. Let's say, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, then she'll become the Zohar Dele. So, that Shita of Hanani can go hand in hand with Rabbi Eliezer Shita, and it can go hand in hand with Rabbi Yeshua Shita. And in respect to the Tane, so he might say like Rabbi Eliezer, and he might say, like Rabbi Yeshua, but that's not important. The important thing is that Hanani mentions an additional point. And that's the Pshat by most people. And they reject the Pshat. That Hanani is just repeating, adapting the Shite of Rabbi Yeshua. Because if that had been the Pshat of Hanani, the Gemara shouldn't say La'afukim Hanani, the Gemara should say La'afukim Rabbi Yeshua. Now, for the Maharam, he, on the basis of this Rashi, because Hokum Ashalom, the Aphodah, so why does Rashi emphasize the Rishabso Lila Yehi to Shabbos Yehi? Because Maram says, from this we see that Rashi holds that Hanani is being the same thing as Rabbi Yeshua. Otherwise, he didn't emphasize the Rishabso Lila Yehi to Shabbos Yehi. He should say the Rishabso Meisrei. Why we talk so light of the age till the Shabbos the age? So, but that's what Maram. But the Chiddush Aram mentions both Shabbos. some Rishonim explain Hananya that he means the same meaning of the Rishma. And then he says in here, because if that had been the Pshat Hananya, so the Gemara should say, Lafukin Hananya, so the Gemara should say, the Gemara should say, and he mentions the other chapter. Hananya mentions an additional point. An additional point. Why does Hananya mention the additional point? That if the third year, on the third day, is so if a mixas of the third day, which finalized the Zibun's day law, was became she, so then she cannot become the only day law, even if she has a misless of comfort, two misless of comfort. She has to have three additional years and three additional successive days on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in order to become his old day. He says, Yechel Piyash Rashi. So the Ram says that Rashi's Pshat is like that Pshat. So the question is, so why does Rashi say, to the so why do we aim to the Shabbos the evening? What do you mean by meaning? So may I say something very simple? Rashi mentions the Sotsolayla behaved to the Shabbos the Eivrei because according to the Hananya's Halacha, according to Hananya's Halacha, so there is a new thing that if the third day on which the third Riyah took place was a mixas, one small portion spent became she. So Mele, that Riyah cannot finalize the Zibu Zay. You are lot. Cannot finalize the Zibu Zay. So Mele and the star as the third day to finalize the Zibu Zay is concerned. They depend upon Lila the Angel and Shabbat the Amen. Don't depend on stress. A woman cannot become a Zavadele by virtue of the fact that she had 3 years in succession on three different distress. It has to be on three different days, like the Shabbat the Amen. On Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So, in succession. But suppose she has 3 years on Sunday. She has 3 years on Sunday, and then she will have a second year, 24 hours later. But it will not be, let's say, the first Riyah was on Sunday at 5:45 p.m. 5:45 p.m. And then the second Riyah was Monday night, 6:15 p.m. Now, one second. Sunday, at one reshare on Sunday at 5:45 p.m., 15 minutes before the end of the day. All right, still Sunday. Then the second reshare, she'll have at 6:05 Monday night. And then it's already Tuesday. And then she'll have a third year like Wednesday. So she'll not become a Yerushalayim because the second year in effect took place on which day? On Monday day. No, on the Tuesday day. On the Tuesday day. Because in order to have, to make her into a Yerushalayim, she must have 3 years and 3 days in succession, and the 3 days are not to be counted, you know, on the basis of Mishras, but on the basis of the Yayin, Kirili Shabbos Yayin. Now, in this case, when the first year was on Sunday at 5:45, or at 5:55, at 5:59, so it was still Sunday, and then the second year was Monday 6:01 p.m. So it was already Tuesday day. So there was a pause of the Monday day. It was clean. So it's not 3 days in succession. So she doesn't become Isabella. In order to become Isabella, she must have the rias, not on three misrests. She must have 3 years and 3 days in success. Days in what sense? Days in the sense of the Shabbos V'Yemei. That's why the Rashi emphasized here the Shabbos V'Yemei. This is what our point is. Yes.
But that from 5:59 Sunday night to 6:01 is also not made slaves, so it's more than 24 hours.
That's right. So it's exactly the work has been and 3 days and 3 misrests in succession, so then the second day would have to take place more than 24 hours in succession, you see, as long as it's not 48 hours left, you see. Yes.
How could the Hanani Shita be explained on the basis of Elijah?
See, respect the Chidusha Rajpo mentions two alternatives of Hanani Shita, both based upon the oneness that is the third year, and which finalizes the Zibus Leila, who was spent even one shot, or even less than one shot, even half a shot, even a fourth of a shot. Because she, so maybe she can become the Zibus, she has to have 3 additional years and 3 additional days in succession. But vis-a-vis of Etane, there is no such halacha. So then, vis-a-vis of Etane, so then Hananiah can agree with her pleasure, and Hananiah can agree in terms of the Shia. You see.
But as far as Avigdol is concerned, so Hananiah has to say that
he mentions an additional point.
It has to be Sassam Islaes.
What?
It has to be Sassam
Islaes.
From Shkia to.
He has to have 3 additional days.
Yeah, but on the third day.
But these are these of the daily, so that's why Rashi was mentioned the Shabbos Yemen, because these are these the aloha that in order to become the daily, there must be a year, some 3 days in succession, so the days are considered from what point of view? From the point of view of the Shabbos Yemei. The Shabbos Yemei. Not from the point of view of Israel. Okay. I don't know why among the Morris, says, we are Fuke, neither Khanine. It's not Khanine, it's Khanane. So why the Morris is Khanine? I don't know. Yeah, According to Rav Meir, 45 days. In other words, 40 days for a really healthy woman and 50 days for a sick woman. And according to Rav Yehuda, the halacha of Damkei is limited only to the ninth month. According to Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, and we pass like that, so the halacha of Damkei is limited only to the 14 days prior to it. In other words, if a woman has a discharge of dam within 14 days prior to the lady in pain, then it's considered later pain. But if she has that pain 15 days prior, 6 days prior, so then it's false later pain. Then it's false later pain. Why 14? The answer is because it's very normal and usual for a woman to have pain 12 days before birth, 13 days, up to 14 days, because the baby usually already begins to drop some melee that causes pain. That's the cause of labor pain. But 15 days, 16 days is an unusual phenomenon. So melee, you don't have to say that if the pain is 16 days, so then it's not due to the dropping of the baby. No. If you ask the doctor, I'm sure that he'll say that even if it takes place 16 days, so for some reason the baby dropped, that's why it causes pain. But al-pidin, it's not considered natural damage. It's an abnormal situation. So it's false labor pain. It's not real labor pain. And only real labor pain is toya. Only dam that is coupled with natural labor pain, normal labor pain, not with abnormal pain. Coming to Shir Rameyah in a Aboyim Hamish. Hashter Hamish in Shir. Aboyim Boye. Omar Afrida Lake Hashter. Now here it starts to be very difficult. Omar Blake. In a blood entire young moon, we ain't going to be the damnation story of the music, not in the main day. So, what is considered in the music? What is considered in the music? The music is considered the Dalje after me, after the Shiva's young moon, after the Shiva's young moon again. Here we have another machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam. So I mean, the usual shite is the shite of the Rambam. Because all the Shem agree with the Rambam. The Rambam is the author. And in addition, not only the author, that so many sugi is countered, alright? So one sugi is here, but one is that. Alright. So there it is. The Rambam holds that this sugi Lam Zion is screaming, can we see it up and down? Alright, so it's terrible, but still a mockier to the Ramban Shiva. And then another sugya is that from a test on the base. So, it's just next week, that's it. Now, And then there is the Sukhya Kanda, the Rambam, that you find it. That's the main Gemara, contrary to the Rambam part. But according to all the other Rishonim, so the Nidei Mezibeh is not the same Chayshi. First, the Dalet Yei that is in Mezibeh, the Rambam says, is only the Dalet Yei that follows immediately upon the termination of the 7 days of actual news. Not potential news, but actual news. In other words, if a woman had a child, that's news. And let's say on a certain Sunday, and then she counted 7 days. She counted 7 days from Sunday till Shabbos. Then the 8th day, the following Sunday, which is the 8th day, marks the beginning of the Yudalot claim of humanity. Why? Because the Ramban explains it. The Ramban explains it. The Torah calls Zobed the Roy Ace Nidos. When a woman has a discharge of dam, not in the natural time. What is natural? When a woman has a period, so then it's normal for her to bleed, not just once, but to bleed for several days. Most women, when they have the period, so they menstruate for at least 3 days. And some women, when they have the period, so they menstruate not for 3 days, but for 4 days, and maybe for 5 days. And some women will menstruate for 6 days and even for 7 days. But if a woman which has the period will menstruate for more than 7 days, then if she goes to the doctor, so every doctor will tell her there is something the matter with her. She's sick. Something the matter. If she menstruates for 5 days, it's very normal. If she menstruates for 7 days, it's not so usual, but it's not a pathological condition. But if a woman will menstruate every time she has a period for more than 7 days, then the doctor would say it's a pathological condition. She has a certain condition, pathological condition. Maybe she requires surgery, maybe this, maybe that. So that's why the Torah, the Rambam says all that. That's why the Torah says, because by definition, zibeh, after all, zibe and nidus is the same thing. I mean, physiologically. It's menstruation process. But there is one difference. Nidus is a normal phenomenon. Zibus is not a normal phenomenon. I mentioned more than once that those people who consider themselves experts and Judaism, and he's not in Judaism. Anyone who can write a sentence without mistakes is an expert on Judaism. So many of those who write on Judaism make such a terrible mistake, and they create a zavus of it. So they say that a man who has certain material disease from Korea is a zav. That's true. Doesn't mean that every zav is necessarily a person who has gonorrhea, but every person who has gonorrhea necessarily is a zav. Because what does even mean? Even means that there is an involuntary flow from the private organ. There is an involuntary flow of discharge. A person who has gonorrhea has that involuntary discharge, but it might be due to another sickness also. So that's it. But the same experts say that that a woman who has gonorrhea is a zoven. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. A zoven means she has a menstrual flow below the shudasa. If a woman had a period, let's say, on the first of the month, and then she had the period on the eighth of the month, so she is a tane. And if she has the period on the eighth of the month, ninth of the month, and the tenth of the month, through the years of succession, she is right there. It's as simple as all that. So, zivus in a woman is the same process as needles in a woman, except difference in time. But, if it's in human today, it's a pathological condition. But it's the same process physiologically as needles. So according to the old Rishayim Ramban, so in other words, first the Yidal P.A. have reference to the 11 days that follow immediately upon actual not the pension, where the Shis HaRambam is that it is straight uninterrupted treasure. It doesn't have to follow immediately upon action, but they follow immediately upon the potential. So it's also developed. And then the other point mentioned by Rambam and by Rosh Hashanah is that we need a that if a woman became Zavidah, then the commencement of the Yemid is deferred until the woman has successfully completed the count of lying between. The Rambam is not like that, even if she hasn't completed. So he just followed automatically 7-11, 7-9. Now, in other words, so Rav Levi says that when it's done Kishi Toya, of course, it's only Toya when you need it, not when you need it, so Mele only if the Dam Kishi occurred in the Dalet Yehi after the needles. And according to Ramban, it means necessarily after actual needles. Then, the Rabbama, until the Yom Mohun is Kirazo. The main Pshat by Rashi is a Tupshat. Taste is all. But the main Pshat is Rashi Pshat. And taste is first Pshat. That when Rab says, until the Yom Mohun is Kirazo, when Rab says, after Yom Mohun is Kirazo, Rab means now look in the Rashi. In a Babu Kaya Yom Mohun is of it. That is all things you can read it. Abo was a chayin to read it. Yom Mohun is of it. Ab Yom Mohun is of it. Yom Mohun is of it. Here we call it in Zide, the Yeshiva Achreye, the Bosalzo Beshayuche, the Chita Barachmona, the Yidos of the Lord, the Yidos of the Yidos of the Yidos of the Yidos, Han Namekoye, as Vaha Shivo Yare, Leo Yidos. So in other words, so Rav says that indication, the discharge of Dam Peh, started in the Yudalat Yei, and it continued, so even if it continued to take place in the 7 days following the 11 days, it's also time. It's also time. It's also time. Akshon Mohun Mishra Zide, Kintra Kishinya Zide, Tim Kongme Zide, Vishiva Akrayen, Dodo Sozove Shaykhen, וחיקוס רחמונה במידוס עבורים בזיבוסו בזיבוס עבירו המנה מקוה אבל החשיבו מיירך מיולידה. Now, let's consider this Gemara according to the Shita Brahman, because that's the usual Shita. Shita Brahman is a difficult Shita. It's a difficult Shita. I mean, it's negative Kamas Shidas and Shah. But the usual Shita is Ramaji. So the question is, why do we have here in Machlekes between the lady and Rav? As far as the Mitzvah, the determination of the Mitzvah in the Midday is concerned. Okay, so what is our head? That the Mitzvah consists of Yudalot Yain, right? Yudalot Yain. But there is another aloha that if a woman became Yudalot Yain, so then the commencement of the Mitzvah is deferred until the woman has completed the count by the king. If she came Yudalot Yain, but if she didn't become Yudalot Yain, then it's not deferred. Now, this woman, who only saw temptation, did she become a living daily? No. She couldn't become a living daily. She couldn't become a living daily, because that's the halacha. The temptation is there. Temptation is there. Let's take a specific example, in order not to become complete. Let's say the woman has the period every first of the month. First of the month. So let's say, so she had the period on the first of this. She had a message for what? On the first of this. And she had a period on the first of this. And then, so she was made a result, she was an actual result from the first of this till the seventh of this. Till the seventh of this. And then, if she managed, so down, not on cage, on the eighth of this. So she will become Zabitana. If she's so dumb, mom is so dumb, she's not the new bearer, she's not expecting to give birth. A regular woman. So she's so dumb on the first, she had a period on the first, she became an actual leader. Then the eighth of this year marks the beginning of the power phase. From the eighth of this year till the 18th of this year. That's the range of mythology. So if she saw dumb again and the eighth of this, the ninth of this, the tenth of this, then she becomes the eighth of this, the ninth of this, and the tenth of this. So she becomes the Lord, she has to start counting Zion Ki from the first of Nisi, from the first of Nisi, and till the 18th, till the 17th of Nisi. The 17th is Zion Ki. Then she counts Zion Ki. And that, so when will the Zibo end? The 18th of this. And then, when will the Zibo begin again, in respect to that woman? The 19th of this. But this woman, now, suppose the woman was so dumb, and the 8th of this, the 9th of this, the 10th of this. So she had to start counting Zion Ki. She started to count the 11th of Nisi, 12th of Nisan, 13th of Nisan, 15th of Nisan, 16th of Nisan, 17th of Nisan, 17th of Nisan. And at the end of the day, 17th, the last day of the divine genius, he is so bad that he says, he has to start counting the new 17 days, starting with the 18th. So, the 19th will not begin the new leader again, because it was sincere. So he had to start counting the new 19. So, the 18th, the 19th, the 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th. Then will the leader begin on the 26th of Nisan and the 26th of Nisan. That's an example of a woman who did become a soul. So then, if she started to come by Nisan, and then she had to do it down, so it's sincere, so it has to start counting by Nisan again. So, the fact that she has to start counting by 19, that infers the commencement of meaning. But here we are dealing with a woman who is embarrassed and is expecting to give birth to a baby, and she saw down in Yudalapyei, that is the imezimo, and in pain. So she becomes a renom. So even if she saw on 3 days, let's take the same example, but this woman, remember, she had a period. She was expecting to give birth, but sometimes it happens that even a woman is expecting to give birth, so she has a real dam. So she had a real dam on the first piece, and that was a period. And she had it even though she is expecting to give birth to a child. So she had a real dam, that's a period on the first of it. And then she had another real dam, Bikenshi, on the 8th of it. Bikenshi, because she's expecting to give birth. It's within 2 weeks, 40 days of the birth of the baby. So on the 8th of Nisan, she again saw dam. So, but Bikenshi. She becomes Zobe? No. So even if she saw an 8th and 9th and 10th, she doesn't become Zobe. She doesn't become Zobe. And then she saw Dam again. She saw Dam again on the 19th of Nisan. 19th of Nisan. So Rav Levi says, Bekeish. So that's already human needed. So she is made. So Mele, if she sees Dam Bikenshi again on the 19th of Nisan, so she is not male, because it's holy Sirasa. So in the first case I mentioned, where she was not Bikenshi, where she saw Dam Bikenshi, so naturally, if she became Isrobe, so she had to start counting by the key, so maybe the commencement of the Yimini always deferred until she will have completed by the key. But in this case, where she's expecting to give birth and became she, so even though she saw down on the 8th of this 9th of this 10th of this, she did not become Isrobe, because it was became she. So, and then she saw Dam again became she on the 19th. So Rav Levi says she is male, because in the need of Dam came she is Tome. Why is Achelik? So even according to the Ramban Shite, only in the case where she Mamet became Zobe, then the commencement of the need is deferred until she completed the count of Dam came. But here she didn't become Zobe. So why is Achelik? So everybody should say like a baby. What's the pshat? So, what is the pshat now? So, in other words, the Kenshin began on the 8th of Nisi, 9th of Nisi, 10th of Nisi. She did not become his other daily. So, even though she sees Dam on the 19th of Nisi, so she's not there. Why? Yeah, considering that from the point of view of the Rambam Shite, because that's the regular Shite, I mean, the Rambam Shite is difficult. So, but here she didn't become his other. So, why shouldn't they even need it again? So there is a big Chiddush in that. That even though she did not become his other, but as long as it's loyin misfira zodeh, so it's damkeichi is still tough. Even though she did not become his other. Now, that's what we have to say according to the Ramban Shite. Omar Abad Baratel Utani Rab Atu Yom No Ruin Sphira Sphira Zot. Even the Yom In the Tarom Sphira Sphira Zot. Sphira Zot. So, what does Rashi say? Atu Yom No Ruin Sphira Sphira Zot. Mezide. Yileilom Hiteiro Asha Tishke. Shai Kolumero Ruin Ka. In this day of Shisho, the Tires is a sake. The Mitsu Ayom Aboyim Ruin is Fire. So that's without an event. Is Ruin is Fire. Because, let's say, suppose a woman, not who is expecting to give birth. So suppose she sees down on the 8th of Nisi, same example, 9th of Nisi, 10th of Nisi, the king is already there. And then she starts counting, then the king starts counting. From the 11th of Nisan, from the 11th of Nisan till the 17th of Nisan, and on the 17th of Nisan she sat down. So it says that she has to start counting anew from the 18th till the 25th. So she started to count till the 25th, and then every day was filmed, the 25th she sat down. So she has to start counting anew from the 26th, from the 26th till the 32nd. So it can go on. Without the limit. So according to Rabade, according to Rabade Barabe, Yomi Mohuni Sira Sira Zobo, the Leomi Teoashi Tishbe, Shai Koyomeo Ruinika. Ruinika. She is the Shisha Vitiris Sira Saki, the Mincha Yom Abdul Ruin Sira. So then the question is, according to Rabade Barabe, Rabade Barabe is saying it's Shat in Rav. So, how can we visualize the aloha of Menide Mide? The whole time Menide Mide, he had asked the Kenshin Menide, have asked the Menzide, Koma Shiyale Hakenshite. Because it's still royal with Sirazo. So it's a special aloha. The Kraft is mentioned. Vis-a-vis the aloha of the Kenshin Toya, we have to consider it not from the actual perspective. From the point of view of the actual perspective. So she doesn't have to count Zion. So maybe the Nida should begin. But since it has the potential of since it's always here as a way, so maybe it's still there. Now here we have a machlekes between Rav and Levi. Now, so according to the Rambam that regularly the Menide could not begin and by a woman who became very daily until she completed the count of Zion Kina. So, but in this case, where she did not become Zoladela on account of the Moche, the temptation is still here, so we need a shooting. Immediately after the conclusion of the idolatry, as Rablaini says, but Rab is held, because here there is a special aloha of Yom of Yom Yisirah, special aloha. According to the Rambam, what should we say? You see, according to the Rambam, she said, so Mora didn't say that Rab is said after the Yom Yom Yisirah Zaveh, so one would be supposed to say like a blade, even according to the Rambam Shite. Allah has come with Hamo. According to the Rambam Shite is that he read in a woman, so it's an uninterrupted Cheshbin of 7-11, even a regular woman who became with a Begele, so it's still an uninterrupted Cheshbin of 7-11, Allah has come with Hamo. Vis-a-vis Tishi, where she didn't become a Yom Geire, the Rambam certainly should say that it's a regular Cheshbin of 7-11. That's what one would expect, that the Rambam certainly should pass like Rab. I mean, that the Rambam should pass like a lady. But the fact is, as amazing and as paradoxical as it might seem, the Rambam, that in this machlokes, he passes like Rab and like a lot of that vis-a-vis the aloha of Dankenshi Toreya. So even if the Dankenshi continued in the 7 days after the 11 days of Yilezibe, so even though she did not become his Zoridele, because Tamkeshi is Toyer, so in Paschans like Rab, that it's still Toyer. It's still Toyer. And that once the Tamkeshi begins in the Yimei Zive, then even if it continues for 14 days, so it's still Toyer. Why 14 days? Because the Rambam passes like Rabbeisim Rabshinen. Like Rabbeisim Rabshinen. According to Rabbeisim Rabshinen, so the Tamkeshi Historia only will be 14 days prior to Leye. So it cannot continue for more than 14 days prior to Leye. But if the Rambam had passed like Rameya, Abon Chamishine, then it would go on for Abon Chamishine. But the Rambam passes like Rabbeisim, and Kapshin. So isn't it a paradox? The Rambam, who regards to a regular woman, so he says that immediately upon the conclusion of the Yudalakyein, so the Yimei begin, even though the woman is required to come by the king, and she hasn't counted by the king yet. So that doesn't interfere with the commencement of the beginning of the Yimei, or Hashem here that it shouldn't interfere with the commencement of the Yimei. But here he does get past things like Rav, in accordance with the Shite of all the other Rishayim, in respect to the regular one. It sounds like that. But obviously, the aloha of Damkeshi is a special aloha. That here it doesn't depend upon real Yimizide or Yimizide, but upon Yom Ruim Yisben Zobeh and Ruim Yisfira Zobeh or Yisfira Zobeh and Yom Betanat Ro of Yisfira Zobeh. Now, come with the issue of making a boy of a country. We should have a bad day. Let's hear that. How can it be Torah for 40 days straight? But that's all, only 11 days. After the 11 days, so it's already in the Midah. Amalach, by the Niko Tonne Tera de Cholon, Midah, Tera. Why? Because all the time it had a man made in the Midah, and the Midah, you know, come on a man, come on a Kishiro, so it's already Sky to call, and it's just a team, I will come to see him. ומיר בכלן הבוים כי שם מזה ומות מיידס מיה מידו וכי הדרה שם זה מיידס ומות מזה תאירו ולשנח הנה אמרה אומר רב לידי אין הבוא המתאיר או ימים או גורים מיידס בן זו דאירו מי תאנה דומו יומים רבים כסי Now, how I don't want to go over this in Kabbalah Barabe, because that will involve us for some time. It's not the same thing. So that will lead for next week. But in the meantime, we won't go over the more, just with Rashi. So we shach in Amor Marab Levi, in Abad Mishai Ola Yom Morun, in Mui Ibn Zabudele, my time with Dom O Yom Rav Yitzri, Roas O Shosh O Mitzuki Yitzri Lalad Yeh Teiro, מספירת נקים ומקום, אבל לא ירוע עשו, אלא ממחוץ וחולשמיים כנגדים, יחסיד זאת וחסיד דומו, אלא השיב לו עם אחמד לב, וזו די לא כסיד, כסיד באו כל יום רבי, וכמו שחקשו לי, שמח את עושה יום שנפו לי יום שבו ממידו, ישמאו, so according to Rashi's Pshat here, not Rashi's Pshat, but this is mentioned, it's a different Rashi, it's probably Madura, different Madura of Rashi. But Rashi called the Rashi Pshat here, the second washing here in Gemara says, the Rebbe says, that the whole Aloha, the Rakishu Toyer, applies only to Zobedeira. It doesn't apply to Zobedeira. So he, in other words, if a woman, let's say, in the Lei Zile, would see down 3 days in succession, the Kishu, she will not become Zobedeira. But, she'll see Dam once, so she becomes a Ritam. The whole thing is a kosher, but in the Dom of Mahmas Wodo, it applies only to Zibu's Dela, not to Zibu's Ktan. Abushol, Mishmi de Rabama, Apu Yom Morun, Ibn Zor Ktane, Mai Tane Yimei de Cholime, Osom Ksibbe, מן אין נתנו זו בקטן המשים נחיות מה זה בשחי זה... או! נא, כמה היא כישו יורד מיירים מרק לא הבוי בחמיש נהיה כאשר היא דו פעיל דיאם וזו בדיל וקטן היא במיטה ידע אבל בירך אחרי אני אשתומת אשתומת? מי קטונה תאו בחולון כושת ומילו מילו ומידו שו נידו, מיזיבו שו תאו. So, מיזיבו למרקי בישראל ומרקי בישראל. נא, כמו היא פישו יו, רב מי הרי מי, אף, נא, 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 נא. תני, הוי רב מי הרי מי, יש מקשו קופניים, ומזיבי לבד. It's possible that a woman should be casual, should be casual in the course of 150 days. Now, as Rashi points out, it doesn't mean that she has pain all the 150 days. She is in casual, she has pain in the course of the 150 days. And she sits down in the course of pain. That takes place over a period of 150 days. Yeah. So, and she still doesn't become this every day. How do we visualize it? Means even in a case, she Schneiderle, suppose she so dumb and today see without way. In the last 2 days of Yudalakian community, that means she so dumb on the 10th of the Yudalakian and on the 11th of the Yudalakian. So she couldn't become Zendele. In order to become Zendele, she has to see on the 9th, 10th, and 11th. But 10th and 11th, so she could only become Zeretane, not Elizabeth Daly. So, you keep Schneiderle, the Yeshiva Nida. Then the Nida start. And she's so dumb every day of the 7 days of the Nida. But that didn't make her Zeretane Daly either. So, you have 2 plus 7, you have 9. Then, after the 7 days in the Nido, you have again, without game of Yimei Ziva. And she saw down on the first of the 11th day of Yimei Ziva. And on the second day of the 11th days of Yimei Ziva. So far, she had Iriye on 2 days and 10 days, so it's 9, and 2 more days, so it's 11 in succession. Then she started to have labor pain. And she continued, so you had 11. You had 11 days, and then she started to have labor pain for 50 days. So it's 11 plus 50 is 61 days. So the woman had how many riyas in succession? 61 riyas and 61 days in succession. So she was tired, and she didn't become Zendele because it was done teaching. Then she gave birth. So she couldn't. So she, until birth, prior to birth, she didn't become Zendele. Now, once she gives birth, so you have, let's say she gave birth to the king. So it's 14 days in the Tumas later. She certainly could not become Zogbe. In the Tumas way, because she's male as a Nido for 14 days anyway, whether she sees them or not. And no matter how much it bleeds, it doesn't add any additional to me. Not as a Nido and not as a Zog. She's male as a Nido anyway for 14 days. So far, until birth, she had 61 days and 61 years and 61 days in succession. And that did not make her into Zendele. And then she gave birth. So then she has 14 days of Nitume and she has 66 days of Nitea. So it's 80 days altogether. So you have 61 days of Ries plus 8 days of the Yalanis Nikeva. And so 61 plus, so it's 60, so then he says, so he says, the Hamishi, so he had 11, we had, like that, Schneiderleis, 2, Shiva Nido, 7 is 9, Schneim Shelacha Nido is 11, and Hamishin is 50, is 61, and then 80, Shalom Kevo, so we had, 61 and ADE. And ADE. So it's 141. 141. And then the normal cycle begins. And the 81st day is a birth. So the normal cycle begins. So then 7 days in an Eidah. So you have 141 plus 7, so you have 148, and then the Yudalat Yeh should be neither lead or begin. So she had 2 years, and the 149 and the 150th. So the woman could have had 150 years, and she managed to escape becoming Yisrael. All right. Very simple question. That's who Rameya said. Amulei, Kinkei, Yesh, Kasha, Kodamel, Vein Zibay, Rameya. Amulei, by Dai Krem, you should be falling, in Kin, she will be falling. Now, let's see the Rashi. Kufi, Yen, Yitzhuk, Yen, 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 the Lord should be Kasha, Hong Kufi Yei. It's a class of the delays. Delays in Dosa, Yadalat Pion. Rachan and Dosa should be in Zibo, the Yuzova, the Kuba, the Yuzova, the Tsuki. In Rasa, the time you say from Shikir and Mocha, how the Tessus only do so, the Mistarbo in Zibe, the Kuras Diab, the Hoshiba Tien Nido, how the Tessus only do so, which time for Hanuch and Yadalat Shikir and Zay. The whole coming of Chalik, you only see the Rav Zove, how he bowed to Tzubim, because he's Hamishim, the Yechelo, the Amun Riu Bechelo Hamishim, how he's Samachale, who he's Samachale to Olim in Kevo, but he'll be a Kol Shmeim, he's Zove, the Echo the Shmeim, the Tzulasir, then starts the normal cycle, the Tzirazai Arimeo, the Mches, who stands for Hamida, the Tzitz, the Arias, the Tzitz, the Tzitz, 150 years and 150 days in succession, and managed not to become Zobe, in Jane, the Hasha Shmeep in Jane, Yesh the Kasha Leilam, Bain is of it, Jane the Dallas and the Dallas from Jane is a Dallas, with the safe Shmeep, Shiva Lido, Shmeep Hamido, and Kasha Hamishin. And then, but how did she give birth? She couldn't scare it. And of course, she couldn't at the end of 50 days of pregnancy, she couldn't give birth to a viable baby, but to an eighth, yes. So he keep on doing it for years. God comes in the Hebrews and tells the table, the Chimelon, Amun Ramea. So you could only visualize it in connection with the Nape, not with the Ben Hayomet, only the Nape. So engage your impulse. In other words, Allah has the Damkeshi is the Tayyar. Applies only to Damkeshi of the viable child. But if it resulted in miscarriage, so the law of Damkeshi doesn't apply. And the mayor, my friend, in this report, in a meeting, Tayyar Kishuyo, Banan did love this in case you can't have known. Tomorrow, Yeish, Rayane, Yeish, 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 the Shine Yeish, the Shivanido, Shine Shahanido, the Shine Shahanido, the Shivanido, the Shine Shahanido. I come asking on last week in Mandoma, I actually took a kebab way down. Because I come asking on the Hitz of Kebab way down. Because if we say, yes, Hitz of Kebab way down, so then it resulted in Leide, so there was down to get rid of Leide. So it was a third of the year, so she must necessarily become his of a daily. So, here there is a machlekes to taste this and all out of the chain. So taste this she can use the pieces of afterlands to relate other than Kayomek. So melee, it's in the Gorod Kodeshes, that when there is doubt in the living of the Enkayome, so then she comes into the daily. But how can she come into the daily? Can she? The answer is, the Gemara is reference to a case when she gives that birth to a child. In comfort, let's say she was put to sleep, I mean she was administered anesthesia, I mean a local anesthesia, she was in comfort. She had no pain. She had no pain. So then she becomes a little daily. But all the other shame, they say, even if it's in comfort, she doesn't become a little daily. Because it still has been a advantage. Because it's machmas water, pain or no pain. So why does the Gemara say here, Kumash and the Shaykh of the Tel Aviv Dam? Because the Gemara here has reference to Neif. So then the Kiyas HaKos of the machmas water doesn't apply. Doesn't apply. All right. Now, so for next week, now I hope next week you for sure will finish the period. And you have to be ready and ready tomorrow after the end of the day, and also go over a small sugya connection with that. Go over that Kidalit, the Mishta Kidalit Mudi, after Pishomu Dayeshai, from the Mishnah up to the two dots in Shamesh day.
I'm going to use this label here. No, I'm talking about his.
How much do these kids say?
What?
How much do these kids